there's a Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, which the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim had the custom at the beginning of the year, he would get up and announce that all of his Nedarim for the future are going to be not valid, and he would say the same thing in regards to the Nedarim in the past. He would be Matur Neder. And from there we have the Minig, which we do Hataras Nedarim in Erev Rosh Hashanah, Kol Nidrei, beginning of Yom Kippur, we're Matur Nedarim. One of the reasons why we're Matur Nedarim in general, Nedarim are very chomer. I just want to read you a few points from the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Hilchos Nedarim in Yeridea, in Siman Reish Gimel. So it says a person should not be rogab on the Nedarim. Kol Noider, a person who makes a neder afal pisha mekaimoi nikra rasha. A person who makes a neder, even though he keeps the neder, is considered a rasha, but nikra choyte is considered a choyte. A person who makes a neder and he doesn't take care of it immediately, pinkasoi nifteches. In Shemaim, they open up his ledger to see how he's doing. And the shach adds in their medaktek, and they look very specifically how his ledger is doing in Shemaim. Hanoider kilo b'nabam, a person makes an neder, like he's built a altar b'shas isur b'mas in a time where it was prohibited to build a mizbeach somewhere else than the Beis Hamikdash. V'hamakaymoi, one who keeps the neder kilo hikriv alav korban shetav yoser sheyishar al nidro, because it's better you should have removed the neder rather than to keep the neder. However, a neder which is for the purpose of mitzvah, a person should not be matir. He should try and keep it. Even when it comes to in of staka, it's better not to make the neder, but whatever you're able to do, you should do. And what you can't do, you should not make a neder until you have it. And if a person in poskim staka, but tzarach lifsek imohem, if they're making an appeal, everybody has to commit to a certain amount. Yarmer beloy neder, you're doing it without a neder. Then he says there are cases where it's good to make a neder. A person feels that the neder is going to keep him in line, etc. But in general, the attitude of the Gemara Halacha is that nedarim are a very dangerous thing, and a person should be not. It's a very high voltage, very high, very powerful, and a person should be very careful with it. So that avera of neder we want to remove before we come into the Yom HaDin, and we're mounted in the nedarim. So Beis Hashem, in the next few days, we're going to go through some of the halachas of Hataras Nedarim. But I want to stress the importance of Hataras Nedarim. It is not a simple thing. It's the language of Gunarach is very strong. So we should take it very seriously. So in the next few days we'll talk about the halachas. Shir will be at 9:30, and have a good morning.